starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
Let's talk investing. After observing the stock markets for movement for the last 2 years on daily basis, and given the roller coaster we're currently into, I am now able to confidently confirm to you that unless a major crisis hits us, there is absolutely no reason to fear any correction happening on the markets. I am not saying you should fear a major crisis, but I believe you should be prepared for one. At least I will. These market corrections will occur every year, once or twice, and just to be precise, a market correction is when a market drops from 10 to 19%, and a drop of 20% or more is considered a bear market. Will occur usually these ones every 5 years, and we have been running already without one for a decade. But in any case, and historically speaking, a bull market always follows a bear market. So it simply comes down again to patience and confidence in the investments you have made initially. Something most of us lack, patience, and as we want everything to happen just right away. It is just in our nature. In other words, rather than spending your time fearing a downturn, you should use the same level of energy into building a real infrastructure around yourself that would allow you to consistently save, invest, and build wealth. I am not against diversification. On the contrary, I am against diversification into instruments I do not understand or care for. So I believe that stocks have always done well, historically speaking, and will continue to do well in the long term unless the whole US economy is completely wiped out within the next 10 to 15 years. Now, let me know what are the odds of something like that to ever happen. There is no easy money, guys. There is no hack. Generating what we call passive income demands hard work, discipline, and perseverance. It demands at least a decade of building a financial infrastructure around yourself. And judging by the number of comments received on Instagram by most probably fake accounts telling you that they are grateful for some guy who allowed them to make a future and a fortune in one day with Bitcoin is simply a lie, and I am very sorry to break it to you. You will actually lose everything this way, most certainly. And I understand that it can be scary to say that it will take at least a decade, but how about you start with 1 year? I am personally thrilled even if I manage to build a few more $100 of net worth, as this is a tangible progress. I only wish to remind you that I started with $2,600 in February 2018. My financial infrastructure has allowed for my holdings to increase by 2,567% today. Now, the last 50 plus episodes do outline what I have done to put this in place, and there is nothing more valuable to you, I believe, than to start by creating it for yourself. This is what I feel everyone should do early. I know I will not achieve the same figure or the same increase in percentage now, but I have set a few milestones to achieve. I have achieved the first one a few months ago, and I am about to reach the next one in July. I believe this is how you should approach building wealth, one milestone at a time. You have created your own system, and it works because you make it work, and you have all the time in the world to make it work. If you execute with resilience and passion in anything you set your mind on doing, you will get some form of return. And I am not talking money, as it is not the objective. The return is an additional stone on your path towards your continued self-development. A stone after the other will ultimately lead to financial freedom. There are no shortcuts, no hacks. The path is built one stone at a time, and it is not a straight one as well. If your mind is set on the right mode as of today, there is practically nothing you can't achieve only by being right where you are at this very minute and by investing in yourself. As an investor, the most profitable investment you can make is in yourself. Being an investor is not just saving and investing. I believe it is a philosophy, an angle taken on your life that sets you up for success in anything you decide to pursue. So ask yourself probably, what was your latest investment in yourself? thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.